Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the second chapter of Hilchos Naziris. In this parak, the Rambam will begin to discuss some cases where a vow to become a Nazir will not take effect, as well as some others in which it will take effect. And in addition, he will list who can and cannot become a Nazir, and what happens if one tries to become a Nazir nowadays. Halacha Aleph. Hanoder ben Nazir b'shogeg, o b'ones, o shenoder lezariz chavero, o derech havai, harizet pater kishar nidar. If somebody takes a vow to become a Nazir, either inadvertently, or because he was forced to, or he had done so in order to cause his friend to do something else, or he had done so in an exaggerated fashion, then in this case he's not going to be bound by it, just as is true with regards to other Nadarim. Umisha Nadar bin Nazir, Benicham al Nidro, Harizan Nishalachacham Umadr lo Naziruso, Kedarash Matir and Shar Nidar. Similarly, if one had taken a neder to become a Nazir, and then regretted having done so, he's also able to have it absolved by a Torah scholar, by going to him and having it removed in the same fashion that one would do with regards to other types of nedarim. Halacha Beis. Misha neder bin Nazir, v'halach l'havi karbonosav, shenazir al da shevi'im b'mlo shemei Nizrael. If somebody had taken a neder to become a Nazir, and then he had gone ahead to bring the various karbanos, the offerings that he would have to bring once he completes his term of being a Nazir, mitzan shenignivu o nignivah behema mehen, im ach lo nignivah behema, Nazar, harezen Nazir, im achar shenignivah o shav da o shemeza, Nazar, eno Nazir, shezen Nazar betos. If it's discovered then that one of these animals, or all of them, had been stolen or lost in some fashion, if he had already taken upon himself the neder to become a Nazir prior to them having been stolen, in that case, he is going to be bound by that neder to become a Nazir. If, however, it was only once it had been stolen or lost or had died that he had taken upon himself this neder to become a Nazir, in that case, it will not be binding because it's as if he had done so inadvertently. Halacha Gimel. Hamavis ben Nazirus, Hariz and Nazir, Kimosha Be'arnu, but didn't call Mavis ben Ezer. If anybody takes the vow somebody else had made to become a Nazir and extends it upon himself, as we've seen is able to be done with regards to any neder, it will also be binding with regards to becoming a Nazir. Halacha Dalet. Haya Nazir over Lefana, v'amar harini kizeh, hariz a Nazir. If a Nazir was passing in front of a person and he says, I want to be like him, in that case, he's taken upon himself a vow to be a Nazir and it will be binding. Nadar chavero b'Nazir, v'amar hu pi kipiv miyayin, osh amar sa'ari kis aro milahagez, hariz a Nazir. Similarly, if another person had taken a neder to be a Nazir, and then this fellow says, my mouth should be like his mouth, in the sense that I can't drink wine, or that my hair should be like his hair, in the sense that I cannot have it cut. In that case, he's going to be bound by a neder to be a Nazir. V'chein im shama v'amar v'ani b'sof k'dei dibor, v'shama shlishi b'sof k'dei dibor shal sheni, v'amar v'ani afil hein mea, kula nazir. And similarly, if he had heard this fellow take the vow to be a Nazir, and then he says, me too, immediately, within that span of time that it would take to say Shlomo Lecha Rebbe, a very short amount of time, called Toch Kedei Dibor, and then a third person does it within that amount of time of that second person, and so on and so forth, even 100 people, then all of them will count as being a Nazir. Halacha Hey. Omer Hareini Nazir, Kishia Li Bein, V'chaver Amar V'ani, Hare Chaver Nazir Miyad. If a person says that I will be a Nazir at a time when I have a son born to me, and then another person says, me too, in that case, the one who spoke second becomes a Nazir at that moment, immediately. Halacha Vav. Ha'omer l'chaveir hareini Nazir, k'shia l'cha bein, v'shama chaveir b'amar v'ani, ein zen Nazir. If somebody says to his friend, I will become a Nazir when you have a son, and then another person hears it and says, me too, in that case, he's not going to be bound by a neder to be a Nazir. Shalom nizkabin zeh achron el lomar sh'ani ohev sh'ia l'cha bein k'mo zeh sh'ehu bosh menah. Because all this person, the second person to speak here, had intended was just that he would love this fellow to have a son born to him just as much as the first one does, and he's just embarrassed not to say something like this because the other person had said it, but he doesn't really want to accept upon himself a vow to be a Nazir. Halacha Zayin. Homa hareini Nazir kishiyeh leploni ben v'shama chaver b'amar v'ani. If somebody says, I will be a Nazir when a certain individual has a son, and his friend says, me too, in that case, Hariz is suffik. Shem alone is kavin eliyos nazir kamoso. Olomar shani yohevosa kamoscha. Usavik nazir is the hakel. In this case, it's considered a matter of doubt what he intended. It's possible he meant to become a nazir as well, since the other fellow wasn't present in this case. But it's also possible that he still just meant to say that he loves the other person just like the first one had. And The rule is that with regards to a question of doubt regarding somebody being a Nazir, we err on the side of leniency, and therefore he will not be considered a Nazir in this case. Halacha Ches. Shnayim shayu mahalchim b'derech, v'ro echad ba kinegdan. Omer echad min ha-shnayim, zeh ho'olich kinegdinu shimon hu. Omer chavero, Ruben hu. Omer zeh ha-reini Nazir im yeh Ruben. Omer ha-achar ha-reini Nazir im yeh Shimon. Higi ha-leim, v'ari hu Ruben, v'ari zeh Nazir. Im ha-yeh Shimon, v'ari chavero Nazir, k'mo sheh Nadru. V'chein kol kuyos b'zeh. If two people were walking in the road, and they see somebody coming at a distance, and one of them says, oh, you know who that is? That's Shimon. And the other one says back, no, it's Ruben. And the first one says, I'll be a Nazir if it's Ruben. And the second one says, I'll be a Nazir if it's Shimon. And then when they approach him, they see that it's Ruben. So then the one who had said that he'll be a Nazir if it's Ruben is indeed bound by that neder. He is a Nazir. And the same is true as well with the one who had said that he'll be a Nazir if it turns out to be Shimon. So if it turns out to be Shimon, he'll be a Nazir. And so too in any similar case. Lo hagi aleim, el chazar lachor, v'nel meinehem, lo yadu mihu, ein echa mehen Nazir. If, however, for whatever reason, this fellow did not end up reaching them, he turned around and went the other direction, they didn't have a chance to see which one of them he was it Reuven or was it Shimon, then in that case, neither of them is bound to be a Nazir. Halacha Tes. V'cheina omer hareini Nazir, im yeh bichri zeh mea kor, v'halach lemodito, v'matzav shenignav o she'abad, einu Nazir. V'chein kokiot v'zeh. She'safek Nazir is lachil. Similarly, if one says, I'll be a Nazir, if in this heap of grain, there is 100 kors worth, a very large amount, and he goes to measure it, and he discovers that some of it had been either stolen or lost, in that case, he is not going to be a Nazir. And so too in any similar case, because in this halacha and the previous halacha as well, the general rule applies that if it's uncertain whether somebody's Nazir vow has taken effect, so then we err on the side of leniency. Halacha Yud. Hayim halkam nederech, baroa sa koi mirachok. Vamar echan mehem harini Nazir shezeh chaya. Vamar acher harini Nazir shezeh behema. Omer Acher, Harini Nazir, She'ein Zeh Chaya. Omer Acher, Harini Nazir, She'ein Zeh Behema. Omer Acher, Harini Nazir, She'ein Zeh Lo Chaya V'lo Behema. Omer Acher, Harini Nazir, She'zeh Behema V'chaya. Hari Kulam Nazirim. V'mnei Sha'koi Yesh Bo Drachim Shava Behem L'chaya, V'yesh Bo Drachim Shava Behem L'Behema, V'yesh Bo Drachim Shava L'chaya V'lo Behema, V'yesh Bo Drachim She'einu Shava Lo Behema V'lo L'chaya. If a group of people were walking on the road, and they see in the distance an animal which is called a koi, as we will see, it's something which Chazal considered a indeterminate animal, one which we don't know whether it qualifies as a chaya, an undomesticated creature, or a behema, a domesticated creature. And they see this creature in the distance, and one of them says that I will be a Nazir if this is considered an undomesticated creature. And another one of them says, I'll be a Nazir if this is considered a domesticated creature. And a third one says, I'll be considered a Nazir if this is not considered an undomesticated creature. And a fourth one says, I will be considered a Nazir if this is not considered a domesticated creature. And a fifth one says, I'll be considered a Nazir if this is not considered neither a domesticated or undomesticated creature. And a sixth and final one says, I'll be considered a Nazir if this is considered both a undomesticated and domesticated creature. In that case, each and every one of them is going to be considered a Nazir. Why? Because ultimately, this type of animal, this koi, is something which in some ways is similar to an undomesticated creature, in some ways is similar to a domesticated creature, in some ways it's similar to both, and in some ways it's similar to neither, and therefore it's binding upon each and every one of these six individuals. V'uadin imro androgynous, v'nechle gubo imhu ish o isha, v'nadru alderech shenadru elu b'koi, hare kulam nazir. Shandrogonus, Yeshbo Drachum Shava Behen Leish, Drachum Shava Behen Leisha, Drachum Shaino Shava Behen Lolish Vlolisha, Drachum Shain Shavan Leish Ulisha. In a similar fashion, if they had seen a person who was of indeterminate gender, because they had both signs, they had both male and female genitalia, in that case, if they had argued in a similar fashion to their argument with regards to a koi, with regards to this androgynous, whether it was male or female, and they had each taken upon themselves distinct vows to become a Nazir, then each and every one of them will be bound by those vows to become a Nazir, because ultimately, this androgynous in some ways is comparable to a man, in some ways comparable to a woman, in some ways comparable to neither, and in some ways comparable to both. Halach Yud Aleph. V'chol adrachama elu b'nyonei ha-mitzvos lo b'tivo b'tolatito. V'chein darkei ha-koi b'nyonei ha-mitzvos lo b'tivo b'tolatito. The Rambam now clarifies, in which ways are a koi or an androgynous similar and dissimilar to each of the two sides. It doesn't mean in terms of their physical nature, rather it means in terms of their halachic nature. Ketzad, the Rambam is going to clarify. Damo ta'on kisho aikachaya, vechabo asr kabhema. Heru kilayim im behema, vchenim achaya, kilu ina chaya vlo behema. Vitan shchita kabhema vachaya. Vishbo drachem achayim, vachal echad mehem yisbar b'mkama. With regards to the koi, its blood requires being covered, and its fat is forbidden to be eaten. Thus, in some way, it's like an undomesticated creature, in that it requires blood to be covered. In another way, it's like a domesticated creature, in that its fat is forbidden. And, moreover, it's forbidden to be mated with an animal of either type, whether domesticated or undomesticated. And thus, it's like neither of them. And it requires ritual slaughter, just as an undomesticated and domesticated creature both require. And therefore, it's like either of them, neither of them, and both of them. And there are other ways in which it's similar or dissimilar, but the Rambam will explain that in its proper place. V'chein androgynous mitame beluban kanashim, mitame beodem kanashim, v'einu nimkor be'ebed ivri, lo kanashim, lo kanashim, v'hargo neragalav kanashim u'kanashim, v'eishbo din ma'chirim, v'chol echad ikasib m'kama. And with regards to an androgynous, in some regard, if it has a white type of emission, so then it will cause it to be ritually impure, just as a man would who had a seminal emission. And also, if a red type of emission comes out, it will also cause this individual to become impure, just like women would be. So in some sense, it's just like a man. In another sense, it's just like a woman. However, it cannot be sold as a Jewish slave, unlike men and women. And if somebody kills this individual, then that individual, the murderer, will be killed. It's considered a capital offense, just as is true when one kills either a man or a woman. Thus, it's considered just like a man or just like a woman or like neither or like both. And there are other halachos which relate to androgynous, each one in its proper place. Halach Yud Beis. V'chein imro anashim ba'am kenegda mehem pikchim mehem sumim. V'amar echad hareini nazir she'elu pikchin, v'amar acher hareini nazir she'ein elu pikchin, v'amar acher harei ani nazir she'elu sumin, v'amar acher hareini nazir she'ein elu sumin, v'amar acher hareini nazir she'elu pikchin v'sumin, v'amar acher hareini nazir she'ein elu lo pikchin v'lo sumin, harei kulum nazir, v'chein kol kiyotz b'deh. Similarly, these people were walking and now saw in front of them a group of people that were both regular people that could see and blind people, those that cannot see. And one of them says, I'll be a Nazir if these people are people that can see. Another one says, I will be a Nazir if these people are people that cannot see. If another one says, I'll be a Nazir if these people are blind. Another one says, I'll be a Nazir if these people are not blind. Another one says, I'll be a Nazir that these are both people that can see and those that are blind. And another one says, I'll be a Nazir that these are not people that can see, nor people that are blind. So in that case, all of them will be bound by their neder to become a Nazir because each is included in this. And so too in any similar case. Halacha Yud Gimel. Katan Shegilo Nas Nadar, Benadar Benazir, Harizin Nazir, Levi Korbanosav. If a child has reached the age where their Nadar will be binding, for a boy, that means 12 years old in one day, for a girl, it means 11 years old in one day, and they took upon themselves a Nadar to become a Nazir, in that case, they are bound by that Nadar. They are indeed made into a Nazir, and they are obligated to bring the Korbanos which come along with it. This is even though they haven't yet reached the stage of puberty where they've produced two pubic hairs. And that's true, just like as is true by other Nadarim. Va'ish madir esbeno katan benazir, afalpi shelo ba'lo nas Nadarim. Ve'ena isha mideres esbena benazir. A man is able to make his young son become a Nazir through a Nadar that the father takes, even though that child has not yet reached the age of Nadarim, as we just described. But a woman is not able to do the same for her son. The Rambam notes that this is something which is unique by a Nazir. It doesn't apply by other Nadarim. Something which we've had passed down through our Masorah. Halacha Yud Dalet. Ketzad. The Rambam now illustrates further. Ha'av shamar levno akatan. Harei ata Nazir. O shamar b'ni ploni Nazir. O harei zen Nazir. V'shasa kapein. Harei zen Nazir. V'chayv av lenog bo kol digudin Naziras. Him nitma mevi karban tuma. If the father says to his young son that you are a Nazir, or he says about his son that his son should be a Nazir, or he just points them and says that this one should be a Nazir, and the child is silent, in that case, the child is made into a Nazir, and the father is obligated to treat the child with all the various details of what it means to be a Nazir. And if the child becomes Tameh, then he'll have to bring the Karbanos of a Nazir who became Tameh. And when the child successfully completes his term of being a Nazir, so then he brings the Karbanos of a Nazir who has successfully completed his term, just as is true by any other adult Nazir. Lachatezvav, lo ratza ben, umicha b'darzeh, oshemichu krovav, oshegileach zara, oshegilchuhu krovav, sherei nasa maisa shegile daito shelo ratza hu o krovav b'nazira zu, hari zeh eno Nazir. If, however, the child protests, or his relatives protest, or the child cuts his own hair, or his relatives cut his hair. In this case, the cutting of the hair is clear demonstration that they don't want this to have occurred. So then in that case, the child is not bound by the father's neder. He is not going to be a Nazir. Now, until what point does the father have the ability to make his son become a Nazir in this fashion? Until the boy reaches adulthood and becomes what is halachically defined as an adult. The whole concept of being a Nazir does not apply to a non-Jew, as the Pasuk says that you shall say the following to the Bnei Israel, to the children of Israel, and that therefore excludes a non-Jew. Women and slaves do have a concept of being a Nazir. Fa'av or Baal Mefer Nazirus Isha, Imratza Kishar Nadarim. The father or the husband, respectively, is able to annul the concept of his wife or daughter, respectively, becoming a Nazir, just as is true with any other Neder. Aval Eved Yeshnerabel Kov Oso Lishtos Uli Tami Lamason, Vim Lo Kov Oso Noig Nazirus. With regards to a slave, his master has the ability to force him to drink wine or to become impure by contacting a corpse, but if the master does not force him to do so, so then this slave is obligated by that vow to become a Nazir. Halacha Yud Ches. Nadar Eved Shar Nadar, Sheish Ben Inoy Nefesh, Oshin Achman Esim Halacha, Oshin Herich. Ein Rabu Tzarech Lechofo, B'nei She'ein Nashol Kenuyo Lo, V'lo Yachol Lov Neder, L'ma Adavar Dome, Lo Zerperis Acherim Aleim. If a slave had taken upon himself a Neder of a different sort, one that would either cause about personal pain, or that would prevent him from properly serving his master, or he had taken upon himself an erech type of vow, as we'll see later in Mishnah Torah. This means a vow that is where one dedicates a certain amount of money to the Beis Hamikdash by referring to a specific person, and that person's age and gender will be the two factors which determine the amount that is owed. In that case, the master doesn't even need to force him to violate the neder in order to make it not take effect. It already doesn't take effect all on its own, because this is not something which is up to the slave. It's not within his wherewithal to forbid these various items. It's as if somebody had tried to forbid the produce of somebody else upon that other person. If, however, this is a different type of neder, it's one that doesn't bring about any personal pain, nor is it something which prevents him from fulfilling the work of the master, in that case the master is not able to force him to violate it, and it certainly is binding. Neder avdu b'naziros, amar lo muver lecha, if the slave had taken upon himself a neder to be a Nazir, and the master says to him that it should be annulled, it should be waived, in that case, the slave goes free, but he's obligated to now complete his term of being a Nazir. Why? Because a slave, we are able to force him to do the thing which he had vowed not to do. In this case, you could force him to drink wine, for example. But we don't have the ability to annul that vow which he had taken. And if the master does nullify it in this fashion, so then the slave goes free. Lach Yud Tes. Evich another benaziros, ubarach, oshalach mirabo, hariz asr lishtos yayin, kadeshi yitztair, v'yachzor lishtos rabo. If a slave had taken upon himself the neder to become a Nazir, and then he ran away, or just simply left his master, in that case, it's forbidden for him to drink wine in order so that he will have to deal with this difficult situation and ultimately go back to his master's rishus, his master's domain. Nazir v'hishlam ziruso v'gileach b'liyado rabo v'achar kach yatzal cheras harza yatzal yidei nidra. If the slave had taken upon himself the obligation to be a Nazir, indeed completed that term, and then he cut his hair, and his master had not known about this, and then afterwards he had been set free, in that case, he's completed his vow. If, however, he had taken upon himself the vow to become a Nazir, and he had never gone to the point where he had cut his hair, even though he might have completed the term in terms of days, and then he's set free, in that case, that did not count as a fulfillment of his initial neder. Nitma, v'achar kach yatzal l'chiras, mona mishash nitma. If he had become impure, and then afterwards is set free, in that case, he can count in terms of when his new term of Naziris started from when he had initially become Tame. Thus, he can use some of the days in when he was a slave, as well as days after when he was freed already. Halachacha. Naziris noheges b'fnei habayis v'shelo b'fnei habayis. The concept of being Nazir can take effect when there is a base of Mikdash and when there is not. Avikach, mishan nazir b'nazir b'zman hazeh, ha'izan nazir l'olam. Accordingly, if somebody takes upon himself a vow to be a Nazir nowadays, then he will be a Nazir permanently. She'ein lenu bias k'dei she'yavi korbanosav m'los yimei Israel. Because nowadays, we don't have a base of Mikdash in which he would be able to bring about his korbanos and thus complete his term. Halacha chaf aleph. Ein haziras noheges el be'eretz Yisrael. The concept of becoming a Nazir is only relevant in the land of Israel. U'mishan nazir b'chutz la'aretz kontenoso m'chaibenoso la'alos la'eretz Yisrael li'os nazir be'eretz Yisrael k'minat ha'yam shenazar. If somebody had, however, taken upon himself a neder to become a Nazir outside of the land of Israel, we penalize him, and we obligate him to go to the land of Israel and to serve out a term of being a Nazir in the land of Israel as long as he had dedicated. Davikach, Mishan under Bezman Hazeb b'chutz la'aretz, Kovanos al-alos la'aretz Yisrael, v'yos noeg sham naziris, an shiyamas, o an shibana mikdash, v'yavi karmanosav, v'mlos shimei in Israel. Accordingly, if somebody nowadays takes upon himself a neder to be a Nazir outside of the land of Israel, then we insist that he go to the land of Israel and to act as if he's a Nazir there until the day he dies or until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and then he can bring his karbanos when he completes the term. Halachah Beis, final halach in the parak. V'chol zman shu b'chutz l'aretz, harei ze asar lishtos yayin, l'itame l'meisen, l'galeach, v'chol tiktuk dey naziris alav, v'afal pi she'en yom elu olin lo. And for all the days that he's outside of the land of Israel, he is still forbidden to drink wine or to come in contact with a human corpse, or to cut his hair, and all the other details of being a Nazir, they all apply to him, even though the days that he's outside the land of Israel don't count as part of his term fulfillment. If he transgresses, and he drinks wine, or he cuts his hair, or he comes into contact with a corpse, then in that case, he will receive lashes for having broken his status of being a Nazir. Have a wonderful day.